Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our ridiculously small planet. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week's stargazers, Jupiter and Saturn can be seen in the southwestern sky through the night. Jupiter will be setting at around 10:30 p.m., followed by Saturn at 2 a.m. Our moon will be passing through its full phase this week, so spotting those faint objects in the heavens is going to be quite challenging indeed.
This week, we're headed back up to the Mauna Kea summit, apparently a discovery there that relates to lightning.
Yes, last week we witnessed some spectacular video and images of atmospheric lightning captured by the Gemini Observatory on Mauna Kea. This remarkable footage captured a rarely seen occurrence when lightning heads up into the atmosphere rather than down, seemingly defying our experience of how lightning behaves.
Yeah, it is unusual. Usually we see lightning, it's headed down to the Earth. So what would cause it to happen to be headed upwards?
Well, the path of lightning is determined by how well its surroundings conduct electricity and how much electrical charge is built up. Lightning can move between clouds and also travel through the air to the Earth. What we don't normally see is it traveling upwards. But it's not really a surprise if the conditions turn out to be right.
You're saying that if there's something to conduct the electricity and it happens to be above, then the lightning will go that way?
There's no reason why it shouldn't.
And we see a lot of lightning here on Earth. There's lightning throughout the solar system and basically the universe, correct?
Yes. In fact, lightning on Earth is rather tame when compared to storms on some of the other planets. Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn all have ferocious lightning storms. For example, on Jupiter, the lightning never stops. Ever.
You've told us about some of these places. They sound downright frightening. Definitely not a place you plan on doing any experimental landings.
Absolutely not.
And in the more distant aspects of the universe, they have evidence of lightning in faraway spots?
Indeed, there is. Recently, we were able to detect bursts of radio energy that are consistent with electrical storms on a planet called HAT-P11, around 124 light years away. Truly an electrifying discovery.
It's Christopher Phillips and another fun stargazer and informative too. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. And you can find Stargazer on demand at hawaiipublicradio.org.